So yesterday, in the wake of the Jalen Hurts contract, where $255 million are coming his way, but just over $179 million, just over $179 million is guaranteed, Freddie Coleman of ESPN suggested that because of the nature of contracts, the NFL might have to do something a little drastic.
Here's something else when it comes to Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. When that money starts rolling in and that money train that does not have a wall stopping in front of that track when it comes to the NFL, you wonder how many of these deals will keep happening. And when does the NFL think about having a separate salary cap for quarterbacks where it's not compromising the rest of your salary cap for your team? Now, owners won't do that unless one owner decides to say, an influential person say, this would be really, really good for the league. And it's not like we're losing money having a salary cap for quarterbacks and a salary cap for the rest of the team to keep your teams together, compete for championships. If a guy like Jerry Jones raises think about that, I guarantee you all those owners will fall in line. They may not want it, but if somebody really that they believe in and has a face their league would want that, they would definitely fall in line. There's no doubt about that. They don't want to, but you want at a certain point. They may not have a choice because they don't mind paying quarterbacks money, but they're going to pay them a lot of money to that level that they never saw coming.
No. Billionaires don't become billionaires by saying, well, I'll pay more than I want to for this. No. Except if it's a yacht. Right?
Yeah.
Or their fourth yacht.
Special features.
We spare no expense on the fourth yacht. Come on, man. The last thing these guys want to do is give money to players. So, in theory, I get Freddie Coleman's right. In theory, great idea. Man, I wish we weren't in such a salary cap crunch. They ain't going to bail themselves out like that. Anyway, we'll talk to Will Brinson about that and other things. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. All right, sir, I know a Pick 6 podcast is coming up in a matter of moments. People can smash all the like buttons that they want. So let's talk about the Jalen Hurts contract real quick. Isn't that the benchmark contract in the NFL now, or is it Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea that, like, Lamar Jackson just lost his window, basically. And I know that Lamar Jackson has played an MVP level and a unanimous MVP level.
Right.
The problem is Jalen Hurts just took basically the deal that Lamar was offered previously by the Ravens, which, you know, his deal includes $110 million fully guaranteed. That's a ton of money. I could live on $110 million.
So what is the $179? Is that for injury?
Yeah, I think that's for injury. I haven't seen the full contract yet, so we'll have to wait. I don't think it's been filed. I don't think the actual paperwork has been filed. That's how when we get all these details, and it may have been, excuse me, like once it's filed, then you know you see the actual details start to leak out, like salary cap hits, et cetera, right, et cetera. You know, he has that no trade clause, which I think is the first time in Eagles history. But I think the 179 is likely guaranteed for injury. Would guess that the $68 million or $69 million, whatever it is, will be due on the like third day of the league year, 2 years prior, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's like the idea that like they're going to make this more complicated by adding a quarterback salary cap is just crazy. I mean, you have to figure it out in the construct of what, like, the salary cap. The reason why the salary cap isn't going anywhere is because, as you point out, billionaires don't like to overpay for stuff.
Right.
They're not going to get rid of the salary cap, because if they do, then you have a situation in baseball or, you know, basketball is that soft cap where if you go over, you have to pay luxury taxes. They love the salary cap.
Yeah.
That means you have to. A salary cap, it's for competitive balance. It's to keep the teams nice and equal. No, it's so the teams can't spend as much money.
See? That's
right.
You can't have
freaking George Steinbrenner going out there making it rain for whoever the hell he wants and just winning because he's got cash. Like, that's... Do you remember what happened? We talked about this a few weeks ago, I think, but like in 2010, the NFLPA executed an option or a clause in the CBA which negated the final, I think, 2 years of the then CBA, preceded what would almost be a lockout, but ended up getting a deal got done at the last second.
And the last year was uncapped.
Correct. I think the last 2 years were technically uncapped, and the NFL had an agreement a silent agreement amongst all the teams, which some people who like to operate or utilize dictionaries or thesaurus-i, is it thesaurus?
I have no idea, man.
I don't know. They might call that collusion. At any rate, the point being is that given the opportunity for an uncapped year, and even despite being told, do not go spend money and push this stuff into the future. Don't overspend. We're still going to operate as if there's a cap there. The Washington football team, Dan Snyder, and the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, still went out and made it rain anyway. Like, do you think Jerry Jones is going to control himself? He actually is pretty low in the cash spending flow. People would be surprised with that. But the Waltons would just buy a title for Denver. David Tepper would just buy a title for Carolina. Like, or try to anyway, screw it up, I'm sure.
Sure.
But the point being is that the salary cap is, you know, it does create competitive balance in the NFL, except it doesn't really matter that much anymore. Everyone can sort of circumvent, to quote Joe Bluth, the salary cap. It now exists to keep salaries down and to keep spending down.
That's all it is. Salary caps in every sport are simply to control owners from overspending. The NFL salary cap is an accounting trick. The NBA salary cap is just barely there. It's probably closer to what Major League Baseball system is than even the NBA wants to think about. The only real league with a salary cap, honestly, is the NHL. And even they can exceed it. Carolina was over it for a time this year. I guess they still are over it because you can get some money back if you have players out for extended periods of time. But that's the only league with a real salary cap. But none of it has been done ever for competitive balance. I wish people would understand that because if they might say that, but ultimately, and I don't want to get into the weeds here.
There probably was a time when competitive balance did matter.
Well,
and
maybe it does, but it doesn't work out that way. So the data suggests that there's no impact on competitive. That's my point, is that what they say is about competitive balance over time has been proven to not be about competitive balance because Major League Baseball with no salary cap has just as much or more competitive balance than the other sports. So maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's just a way for billionaires to keep more of their money. I just want to get to Lamar Jackson. Is the bigger deal is if Lamar is so dug in, then he's still not looking at this as the benchmark, that this is the one he needs to focus
He wants more than what Deshaun Watson got. And so what's happened here,
so it doesn't
is
really
now,
matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's not going to get it. Because what's happened now is, and this is sort of, you know, we talked about this, like the confluence of events, Lamar wanting a new contract, Deshaun getting that deal from Jimmy Haslam and the Browns.
Right.
The nature of Lamar as a player, a 2019 unanimous MVP who's had not, you know, three years that were not that great in, or at least were down from those numbers, which are impossible numbers to replicate. A guy with a history of being injured the last couple of years who runs a lot and, you know, you don't like, it's just this crazy, like it's a perfect storm of stuff where Lamar wants this deal. The owners really don't want that to become a precedent. And now you have Jalen Hurts and you're probably about to get Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, who now can just say, give us the Jalen Hurts deal with more guaranteed money up front versus we want to, those guys are going to like bang the table for fully guaranteed deals. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow didn't want to do that. Pay Joe Burrow and Joe Burrow is just going to take whatever the best deal on the market is. Like, I guarantee you, he and Justin Herbert are just whoever goes first, the next one's going to be higher. And that's just how it's going to be. They're going to take, they're going to take Jalen Hurts style deals because now Jalen Hurts has done that. He has set the new precedent for young quarterbacks to come in and to take less money, but you know, you don't have to take this deal that is, I'm trying to find it. I don't think it's been uploaded. Yeah. So we still don't have Jalen Hurts's numbers built into there.
We know what the cap hit is for next year, though. It's $4 million. It doesn't kick in until the following year.
Right. It's an extension.
It's amazing.
Right.
Howie Roseman is the best.
Well, that's the thing is, like, people need to understand when you do these things, you do these deals, like Jalen Hurts has played 3 years, you know, he's, if you're undrafted, I think you're eligible after two. Anybody else eligible after three? He's been in the league for 3 years. He's getting his contract. This is the deal you are going to get if you sign a contract on the first season you're eligible, and the team is going to want to make it an extension. They're not going to make it a let's tear up the rookie contract right. and add and just make it this big deal. They now have him under control for X, you know, like, and if you're Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow, they're still going to exercise the fifth-year option.
Yep.
Because they decided to do that in the next, like they've already done it, right?
Well, they did Tua, right? They did it with Tua in Miami, which I think is a smart thing because yeah. it's pretty clear that they believe that if Tua is healthy enough to play, he's a good quarterback and they can win with.
But I'm saying with Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, the teams have exercised the fifth-year options already. So you now have, after 3 years, you have the fourth year, and then you have the fifth-year option. You have 2 years of team control. Right. So if you sign Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow to extensions, it's not a contract that replaces what they have. It's on top of the 2 years of team control at a relatively low cost that you already have. And maybe you mix up the salary cap numbers a little bit. But, like, doing these deals early, if you believe you have the guy, makes all the sense in the world. And if you're that player, you're not going to push for a fully guaranteed contract because – you haven't been through the franchise tagging process. Now, Lamar has been through his fifth-year option. He is now in the franchise tagging process. This is where rubber meets the road. If you really want to press this team and really want to press this issue, if it's me, I will take the $110, $130 fully guaranteed $1 million, and I'm just going to assume that I'm going to see most of that contract. I think that's where having an agent, not having an agent, hurts Lamar.
All right, we got about a minute left here. I will just say this, that if Lamar Jackson was inclined to do that, he would have already done it.
One would think so, yes.
So he's not inclined to do it. The Deshaun Watson contract is his goal, and I think he's going to hold out for as long as he could. All right.
Just very quickly, it's also so different once you get past that fifth year where you're like, look, I got two franchise tag, big money, fully guaranteed. I'm going to play those out. If you're Jalen Hurts, you're thinking like, I've got one more year of my rookie deal plus 2 fifth-year options. Yeah. And if you're Burrow and Herbert, it's 4 years. So it's worth getting that cash in your bank account right now.
And Lamar Jackson is already at the point where he got franchise tagged and it was even the lower tag.
Right now.
All right, final thing. I saw there's like this groundswell coming up now that we won't have an early run on quarterbacks. I've seen mock drafts that had quarterbacks on 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm about to do a weird one, buddy.
Are you?
We'll have two of the big four dropping out of the top 15 is what I'm guessing.
But I think that's entirely possible because at some point we stare at these quarterbacks and go, you know what? He might be good, but he also might stink. So and you have to weigh that. So,
hey, Fields went 11, Mahomes went 10, Deshaun Watson went 12. And, like, we had better feelings about those guys coming into the draft.
Yeah, so you think, do you legitimately think that could happen? Or are you just under the effects of Kyle Watson?
I got my troll out last week. I legitimately believe that could happen.
All right, well, I do too. Especially with the talent of offensive linemen,
this draft
edge rushers.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Stinks. Tell you, stinks.
Well, I'm going to read your mock draft anyway. Will Brinson, Pick Six Podcast, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, man. Hey, if anybody out there's listening knows Will Newman, text him and tell him to cheer up, you sourpuss.
Yeah, cheer up, Will Newman. I don't even know who that is, but I want him to cheer up because that's my guy, Will Brinson. Seriously.